With barely a murmur, they both curled up amongst the withered plants to die. Diagonally across the yard, perhaps 20 metres away, two more were already dead. Their contorted remains lay sprawled on the dirt. Huge chunks of flesh missing from the bodies, fluid seeping into the Afghan earth. Directly in front of me, by the main entrance to the compound, were parked a pair of open-backed pickup trucks, their bodywork peppered with holes, the windows smashed in by the blast. Hesitantly, I walked over towards them, wanting to help if I could, but frightened of what I might find. In the first, behind the wheel, sat a young bearded man, as still as a statue. He too, far beyond help. His complexion gave it away. Where it should have been dark, swarthy, it was pale, the life and colour sapped from it. I turned my attention to the second vehicle. There were two people in it. One was propped up against the tailgate, facing away from me, seemingly unscathed. The other was on the floor of the truck, squirming about in a crimson sticky mess, seeking some sort of comfort from the metal beneath him, scratching and scraping, trying to dig his way out of pain, looking to ease the agony.